News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump back in court today in New York for his business fraud civil trial. He showed up this morning as an observer, as an accounting professor discusses financial topics considered key to the case. Mr. Trump, who insists that he has done nothing wrong, views the trial as a political witch hunt by New York's attorney general, is to return to the stand himself for a second time on Monday. Senate Republicans have told President Biden not so fast on the multi-billion-dollar Israel and Ukraine aid package. Senator Marsha Blackburn says not a dime until there's also funding to finally take care of America's borders.
If we want to talk about securing borders, let's secure our border first. When we talk about aid to Israel, let's do it and let's pay for it.
Republicans also do not want the Ukraine and Israel funding lumped together in a single bill. They'd like to see those items voted on separately. It got fairly heated on stage last night's Republican presidential candidates debate, although the far and away front runner was not there again.
The large crowd here at the fourth debate clearly supporting Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And while he garnered the loudest applause, he's way behind frontrunner Donald Trump, who was not here on stage at the University of Alabama. Tom Bevin, president and co-founder of RealClearPolitics.com, says so far DeSantis not connecting with voters.
He has tried to be the Trump alternative in trying to win over Trump voters while attacking Donald Trump. And that's really a tough sell. He's ended up alienating more people than winning them over.
Laura Winters, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Pleased by the latest weekly jobs report, Wall Street trading higher this morning. The Dow is up 56 points. The Nasdaq ahead 161 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a business owner in need of financing? Then you need Swish Funding, the better way to get the funding you need. Our simple application process takes just minutes, with funding as soon as one business day. At Swish Funding, we focus on your business cash flow, not your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with funding from $5,000 to $5 million. If you've been in business for 1 year and have monthly revenue of at least $25,000, you could get the affordable funding you need with no collateral at swishradio.com. That's SWISH radio.com.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-858-1199. That's 800-858-1199.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A gunman opened fire on the UNLV campus on Wednesday, killing three, seriously injuring a fourth person, and forcing students and faculty to barricade themselves in classrooms. Multiple sources say that 67-year-old Anthony Polito was the suspect. A law enforcement official with direct knowledge of the investigation told the Associated Press that the shooter was a professor who unsuccessfully sought a job at the school. Sheriff Kevin McMahill said a victim first reported to be in critical condition was taken to Sunrise Hospital is now stable. Four other people were taken to nearby hospitals for panic attacks, and several police officers received minor injuries. The gunman died in that shootout with law enforcement, according to Sheriff Kevin McMahill. The six Republican electors who submitted alternate certificates declaring Donald Trump the winner of the Nevada 2020 have been indicted. The defendants were indicted by a grand jury in the Clark County District Court. They've been charged with offering a false instrument for filing and uttering forged instruments, according to a statement from Democrat Attorney General Aaron Ford's office. The six Nevadans who were charged are Nevada Republican Party Chairman Michael McDonald, Clark County Republican Party Chair Jesse Law, who earlier Wednesday announced his run for Assembly, Republican National Committeeman Jim DeGraffenried, Nevada GOP Vice Chair Jim Pendle, Sean Meehan, and Eileen Rice. Tonight's opening night of this year's National Finals Rodeo has been canceled following the shocking on-campus shooting at UNLV on Wednesday. The rodeo is held at the Thomas and Mack Center on the UNLV campus and is scheduled to run through December 16th. The Cowboy Christmas at the Las Vegas Convention Center at South and Central Hall will continue. That, too, begins today.
Hi, this is Marla Letizia inviting you to join Kevin Wall and me every Wednesday at 7:35 a.m. as we discuss living in our long life era. The conversation is a blast.
Brought to you by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, we'd rather wait.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Real bad accident near State Line here. Has I-15 southbound closed down at Gene. All lanes closed. Actually, traffic's being diverted off at Gene on I-15 southbound for now. On the Northern Beltway, 215 eastbound after Jones, still clearing an injury accident there. And a couple on 95 in the same general area on the east side of the valley. 95 southbound of Tropicana and 95 northbound approaching Flamingo. Another beautiful day in southern Nevada. Clear, sunny skies. Afternoon highs that'll get to the mid-60s. Should cool down tomorrow with and for the weekend with mid to upper 50s each afternoon through Sunday. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you... like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. It is the program of record in Southern Nevada when it comes to what's going on. It is everything you need to know to start your day. And joining us now, he's a Vegas guy. I love him. He's Kash Patel. He is the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense and the author of the brand new book, Government Gangsters, and he joins us. Kash, how you been?
I'm good, Kevin. It's great to be back in Las Vegas, though I wish things were going differently. Thank God we have great law enforcement and Kevin McMahon running the show, but I wish the officers well and the families all our heartfelt condolences.
Indeed. There was other news yesterday. Obviously, the fourth presidential debate for the GOP. I know you watched parts of it, not all of it. What did you think?
Well, yeah, I don't know any human being that can stomach that entire dais. But what I thought is what I've always thought. President Donald J. Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. I believe he's going to be the next president of the United States, simply for the following reasons. He has the best policy. He has the best agenda to take America back, to secure our border, to get our economy going, to take out the terrorists that are attacking us, to take on Russia, China, Iran, and to stop the flood of Chinese fentanyl into our streets. I saw a couple of little punches thrown last night for the media goobers that were living their lives around this event. But to me, Donald Trump's in charge, and last night just reaffirmed that.
Are you surprised by how strong the numbers have been? I mean, they've thrown everything at him but the kitchen sink. Now the latest is that he's going to have a dictatorship. Can you address the dictatorship argument? They're trying to see if there's anything here that'll stick. So far, nothing has.
Well, that's just it, right? They're out of everything. They're out of ammunition. There's no more rounds in the chamber. They don't have a better policy. They don't have a better position on securing the border. They don't have a better position on ending the forever wars. They don't have a better position on making American citizens the priority again. and America wants that. They don't want rhetoric and hyperbole. And what the mainstream media has done is combined forces with Joe Biden yet again to return to hyperbole and name-calling. Literally, the things they say we're guilty of, they're the ones that are actually guilty of it. Now they're calling Donald Trump, he's going to be a dictator. Well, he wasn't a dictator in his first administration, so what makes you think he's going to do so now? They want the American public to believe that. They want them to believe the insurrection narrative, neither of which are true, because they want to rig yet another presidential election. They're lashing out, and I think they're missing.
Donald J. Trump is back in court in New York City today. You talk to the former president on a regular basis. Give me his state of mind. Give me what's going on in his world with all this stuff swirling around him.
It amazes me. I mean, Donald Trump, even though he has all of this two-tier system of weaponized justice squarely targeting him and his family, he has the capacity to run for president and put America first and care for the citizenry of this country and the welfare of it, of our education system, of our children. And it's just amazing. Every day it is incredible to see that he has the relentless energy, unlike someone at 1600 Pennsylvania, to carry out all of this actions on behalf of the American public, to combat the lawfare that is trying to rig presidential elections, and to fight the fake news, which is now rising up to say Donald Trump is going to be the one who goes into government and weaponizes justice for political vengeance. Talk about the hypocrisy of hypocrisies. This is a deep state that used the political system and the FBI to unlawfully surveil him, and they're saying we're going to go in there and do it, or that we did it before. I dare them to name one time when President Trump weaponized government against an innocent party.
Another great example of weaponizing government right here in Clark County. Six Republican electors who submitted what are being termed fake certificates declaring Donald Trump the winner. They have been indicted. Among those indicted are the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, Michael McDonald, who you know very well, and also Jesse Law, who just yesterday, announced that he was running for assembly in District 2. You talk about weaponizing the criminal justice system. It gets worse and worse.
Well, they've done it at every level, not just federal. It's not just with Donald Trump at the federal level. It's in the administrative state in Washington, D.C., in the swamp, which you and I have talked about, and it's in the state governments and the local governments, which we're seeing here on the ground in Nevada. We saw what they tried to do in Colorado, where I testified for Donald Trump and successfully defeated that political stunt with lawfare, though they're appealing that case. Now they're coming here to Nevada, the ground zero for us, and they're trying the same, essentially the same attack by removing the GOP electors who dare to vote for Donald Trump and support him. They want them wiped out. That is not a legal question. That is a political question that must be adjudicated at the polls. And exactly like any other issues that Donald Trump is facing in his federal and state cases, it should be adjudicated by the American people at the polls. But they have used the courts for lawfare. It's come to our backyard here in Nevada. They will fail. We will combat it. This case will go on appeal no matter what. And I think the American people are noticing more so than ever that this two-tier system of justice has come home to roost in our backyards, and we won't tolerate it here in Las Vegas.
Well, and what is amazing is that the six have been charged with something called offering a false instrument for filing and uttering forged instruments. I'm not an attorney, and I don't even know if you're an attorney, Cash, but what the hell does that mean?
I used to be a prosecutor and public defender, but I can't say I'm an attorney anymore. But that's just it. It sounds like some sort of financial crime, something Bernie Madoff would do. And this is the levels they're reaching to try to kneecap not just Donald Trump, but his supporters. They're not just going after him. He's their largest target. But they're coming after anyone who dares to say they are America first and want to put the welfare of our nation before, say, I don't know, funding two forever wars. That's just one example. And they're going to come up with anything on the books, whether it's legal or not, and throw it in a court that they know is favorable to them and anti-Trump. And they've brought that game, that election rigging scam, to the state court system now here in Nevada.
Let me turn to politics. We talked with Keith Skipper, the National Communication Director for the RNC. He says that there will be some changes perhaps to debates, what's going to happen. There was rumors that there were going to be two more debates before Iowa. Now we're being told, well, that may not work out that way. What? Tell me what the Trump strategy is over the course of the next 39 days.
Well, I think President Trump will dictate a strategy on the ground, as you've seen, and in On Truth Social and in the media. Look, he's been going back and forth to Iowa more than any candidate that I've seen, because he wants to ensure that his message gets out on the campaign trail in the first caucus of the country. He's been putting out his Agenda 47 relentlessly on Truth Social, on the border, on education, on the economy, on national security, and everything else. So he has made himself publicly available more so than any candidate, done more interviews, as always, and has subjected himself to more scrutiny than any one of these cowards that are running against him. And that's another reason why I think these debates are completely meaningless, and people squarely focus on what President Trump has to say, and the mainstream media is gasping for oxygen, and their hatred of Donald Trump and his deprivation of their oxygen is causing them to implode and lash out with cheap rhetoric. And I think Americans are seeing it, and that's why Donald Trump is winning everywhere in this country, especially with everyday Americans.
Will the polling hold up for the former president?
I hope so. I believe so. I mean, I think, it's hard to predict the future, but he's done such a magnificent job on the campaign trail. I think everything they continue to throw at him as these court cases progress, he's back in court in New York today for that rigged New York civil trial. People are seeing, irrespective of their politics, they're seeing what lawfare looks like, what weaponized justice looks like. They're seeing that the radical left is accusing us, Donald Trump and his surrogates, of doing what they have actually always been guilty of: rigging elections, lying to the FBI and the federal courts, unlawfully surveilling American citizens that they disagree with just so they can rule the political day. And I think America has had enough.
I got to ask you about I was reading through Yahoo News, and the headline hit me like a ton of bricks. Ex-flunkies Steve Bannon and Cash Patel warn that Trump is serious about revenge. What about revenge?
We're not serious about any portion of revenge. What we're serious about is using the Constitution and the courts of law to enforce the law. We are serious about de-weaponizing government. We are serious about taking on anyone that broke the law, including those in the media. And they are terrified, because the ones that are lashing out now are the ones that know the most how much they got in bed with and conspired with the deep state government gangsters, whether it's Russiagate, whether it's the 51 Intel letter, whether it's January 6th, or pick whatever variety you want. So when the Yahoo News, who is a big part of the Russiagate hoax, lashes out at myself and Steve Bannon and says there's going to be a dictatorship or revenge policy, we know they have lied before, they are lying now, and we will always do the one thing that Americans want us to do, which is enforce the Constitution. They lit it on fire, we're going to rewrite it in the words of our founding fathers.
Cash, and by the way, just for the record, you're not an ex-flunky, are you?
I'm a current flunky.
I just love that. I love that. Tell me about the book. How's the book doing?
It's doing great. It's a bestseller. Perfect time for the holidays. If you've enjoyed our conversation, governmentgangsters.com is where to go. You can still get your copies in time. President Trump calls it the roadmap for defeating the deep state in 2024, and it could not be more important. We give you the receipts. We talk about everything from Baghdadi to Soleimani to Jan 6 to Russiagate, and how President Trump has overcome the media and the deep state and destroyed the swamp, and that's why they're threatened. The Rhino Uniparty establishment, along with the radical left-wing media, hates us and hates Donald Trump because he exposed their corruption. And it's all in the book, and the way forward is in the book, and I name every government gangster by name. I think that's why they hate me. And maybe they call me, what was the word, feckless or flunky?
Ex-flunky.
Yeah.
An ex-flunky. You
grab government gangsters.
I love it. Where is the book available? Is it better bookstores everywhere, Amazon and all of that?
Yeah, governmentgangsters.com if you want signed copies for the holiday, Amazon, and wherever books are sold. But yeah, leave a post, leave a review. Bezos is trying to shut us down with the reviews, but we're crushing it on Amazon, Wall Street bestseller. So governmentgangsters.com. I'll write anything you want. Just tell us, and I'll put it in the book and sign it.
There you go. Cash, thanks so much, man. You have a great holiday season. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah. It's going to be an exciting 2024. We'll talk again soon, though, I promise.
Yeah, we will. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, my friend.
There you go. Cash Patel, former chief of staff to the Department of Defense, close confidant of the former president, Donald J. Trump, and the author of Government Gangsters. Stick around. Coming up, Kevin McCarthy. We told you yesterday, just about this time, that Kevin McCarthy was retiring at the end of this calendar year. So at the end of this month, he did it with a video presentation that was pretty interesting. We'll let you hear it. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric, Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting NevadaPolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts.
and I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local. Everything you need to know to start your day. News, weather, traffic, sports. We've got it all in one really wonderful package. And we're so glad that you've chosen us to be a part of your morning commute. Kevin McCarthy, what was it? It was just about 24 hours ago. We reported first that Kevin McCarthy was stepping down as a member of Congress, effective at the end of this month. He did it via a really well-produced, kind of a quirky video. This is cut two. This is Kevin McCarthy yesterday announcing that he's leaving the House at the end of this month.
17 years ago, I was elected to a seat in Congress that I couldn't get an internship for. Today, I sit here having served as your whip, leader, and as the 55th Speaker of the House. As the son of a firefighter from Bakersfield, my story is the story of America. For me, every moment came with a great deal of devotion and responsibility. Giving my best to all of you has been my greatest honor. I'm proud of what we have accomplished. We won a House majority twice. We elected more Republican women, veterans, and minorities to Congress than ever before. We reduced the deficit by over $2 trillion while protecting the full faith and credit of our nation. We kept our government operating and our troops paid while wars broke out around the world. Traveling the country and serving with all of you, I have encountered far more people that want to build something than those who want to tear it down. I have faith in this country because America is more than a country. America is an idea. Today, I am driven by the same purpose that I felt when I arrived in Congress. But now, it is time to pursue my passion in a new arena. While I'll be departing the House at the end of this year, I will never, ever give up fighting for this country that I love so much. To all those who have supported me through the years, especially our constituents, thank you from the bottom of my heart. We did our part. And when the stakes were the highest, we rose to the challenge. We were willing to risk it all, no matter the odds, no matter the personal cost. Simply put, we did the right thing. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America. That's a wrap.
And that is simply how it ends for Kevin McCarthy. I thought he was a good speaker, not necessarily a great speaker, but he was he got a lot of things done for the Republican Party. So Kevin McCarthy stepping down at the end of this month. He's not going to wait until the 24 elections. He is not going to run for re-election, and he is out as of close of business in 2023. Coming up, you're going to hear from Randy Sutton. He's a smart guy. You see him on network TV. You see him on local TV. And you hear him on this show. He is the founder of The Wounded Blue. 30 years on the job, including a bunch of it, most of it, with Metro. What happened yesterday, the tragedy involved, and the courageous work by police from a bunch of different forces. We'll talk about that with Randy Sutton. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The biggest
CBS Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Golden Knights found themselves down by 2 goals after the first period last night in St. Louis. Whatever Coach Cassidy told them during the break worked, because the reigning Stanley Cup champions reeled off 5 unanswered goals to pick up a solid win on the road. They're off to Dallas to take on the Stars on Saturday afternoon. The Knights return to the Fortress Sunday to host the San Jose Sharks. The Las Vegas Raiders have 5 games left in the regular season, and at 5-7,